Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Sukkah Daf Yod Tet Amud Bet. About to look at the two parts of Mishnah Yud Aleph, which will conclude this parak. The first parak, which of course deals with Hechsher Sukkah. Ha'oseh Sukkah Tok means Srif. We've already seen this Mishnah referenced. Oshes Machal HaKotel. So if you made your Sukkah like a hut, or you put it up against the wall, meaning the Schach was just on a diagonal, and that's all that there was, he says it's invalid because it has no roof. They say it's valid. Now, Tanya Moda Rabbi Eliezer, Shemik Bia Minakarka Tefach, that we have a bright as Rabbi Eliezer agrees, that if you lift it one Tefach off the Karka, so now it slopes and then comes down, Oshifliga Minakotel Tefach, meaning that from the Kotel to the, from the wall to the beginning of the Schach, there's one Tefach of roof, Sheik Sheira, that's all you need. My Tamandu Rabbanan, what's Rabbanan's reason? Shipuai Alim Ko Alim Damu. They say that slanted tents are themselves like tents. So the fact that the entire schach is on a slant, on a diagonal going down, it's still valid. Abaye Ashkechel Rav Yosef, the Kagani Mechilat Chatanim Mesukah. So Abaye found Rav Yosef sleeping underneath one of those Kilat Chatanim that we dealt with a few daf ago, a canopy in the sukkah, which slopes. Amar the Kaman Kerbeliezer, you hold like Kerbeliezer, meaning, because Kerbeliezer says that's an invalid sukkah, which means it's also not a tent, which means it's not blocking you from the proper sukkah. Shavka Rabbanan of the Kerbeliezer, you ignored the Rabbanan to do in favor of Kerbeliezer, according to Rabbanan, you're really not in a valid sukkah. Amarle, Breita Ifchatani, I have a Breita which has the opposite attribution. Kerbeliezer Machshir Rechachamim Poslin, there Kerbeliezer is the one who says it's valid, Chachamim say it's invalid, which means this kila is nothing. Shavka manitim avdat kibraita. So then Abai asked him, so why are you ignoring the Mishnah, which is more authoritative, and following the Braita's assignment of positions to authorities? I'm a manitin yichidai, because I have another information that our Mishnah really is based on only one opinion. Tanya osesika tokum in sifar smachalakoto, Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Lazar posav neich and agag, chachamim machshirin. Exactly our Mishnah, with the additional three words, Rabbi Natan Omer. So our Mishnah follows Rabbi Natan's version, but the Braita seems to follow the consensus version, which is flipped, and Rabbi Lezer is the only one who actually validates it. Chum say it's invalid, because the slope is not called an Ohel, and therefore being under the Kilat Chatanim is fine. Okay, the end of Mishnah Yud Aleph. Machatzelet Kanim Gdola. If you have a mat made of sticks, and it's woven together, like reeds, if it's big, so asa'al ishchiva mekabal tuma. If you made it for lying down, then it's mekabal tuma. Ve'en mesachin by can't use for schach. L'sikuch mesachin by mekabal tuma. But if you made it for schach, then it's valid schach and it's not mekabal tuma. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees and says achak tana v'achak dola, whether it's big or small. Asa'al ishchiva mekabal tuma ve'en mesachin by l'sikuch mesachin by mekabal tuma. If you made it for lying down, I don't care if it's big or small, it's mekabal tuma, can't use it for schach. And if you made it for schach, then that's valid as schach, and it is not mekabel tuma. Now we have to piece together this machloket. Hagufa kasha, the Gemara says, we have an inherent internal contradiction. Amarta salish chiva mekabel tuma v'masachin ba. In the opening line, you said if you made it for lying down, then it's no good. Tama da salish chiva. So the reason it's invalid is because you deliberately made it for sleeping. Hastama, if you didn't assign it a purpose, l'sikuch, the default is schach. Then the Mishnah said, if you made it for sikuch, then it is valid. But the only reason it works is because you went out of your way and said it's lisikuch. The default is shchiva. In other words, which is the default here? So halokasha, kan bigdola, kan bigtana. So we could answer that our Mishnah is referring to a gdola where the default is lying down, or a ktana where the default is chach, and only if you say the opposite, it works the opposite. But that doesn't work, because Ema Sefer B'liyaz Omer Chak Ktana V'Chak Dola. Rabbeinu disagreed and said, I don't care if it is small or big, however you define it, it works. So whether big or small, Rabbeinu says, only if you stated it's for shchiva, is it invalid. Hastam al-sikuch, the default is it's for schach. Aim a safe at the end of Rolazer's words, asal al-sikuch, sachin ba'vin kwal tumah, tamad asal al-sikuch, hastam al-shchiva. We have the opposite problem, that the default is invalid, it's l'shchiva and mekabal tumah. So that didn't solve it. Ela amar rava, bigdola, kol yamalo pligid istam al-sikuch. Everybody agrees that a large one, the default is l'sikuch. Ki pligi b'ktana, Rabbi Elazar Chacham only disagree about a ktana. Tanakama sarastam ktana l'shchiva. Tanakama says that the default of a small one is for lying down, invalid. Rabbi Elazar sarastam ktana nam l'sichuch. He holds that all of them, the default is chach. Achi kamar, matzal tachanim dola, so this is how it plays out. If you have a big one, asa al-shchiva makabal tumam and asa chinba. If you made it for shchiva, then it's no good. Tamar asa al-shchiva, only because you stated it's for lying down. Hastaman asa kemishan asa al-sichuch. If you didn't say anything, it's as if you said, I'm making it for sichuch. Sachinba, and it's valid. The Atta Rabbi Elazar Lemeimar, Rabbi Elazar comes along to say, Achak Tana Vachak Dola, whether it's small or big, Stama Ksherah L'Sichuch, unless you say it's for lying down, it's the Sichuch. Amar Le Abayis, Abayis is to Rav, Yach, Rabbi Elazar Meir, Achak Tana Vachak Dola, then his order is wrong. Achak Dola Vachak Tana, Ibayile. Meaning, he should be saying, a Gdola, which you agree about, and not a Ktana, which we disagree about, should all be the same. It should have started with the Gdola and then the Ktana. V'yod ki pligi b'gdolahu to pligi. And by the way, their disagreement is about a gdolah, because the Mishnah started out by saying a gdolah, if you did it for this or for that. And Rabbi Elazar the chumrah. And Rabbi Elazar, by the way, is machmir, and then says even a ktana could be not problematic. Tanu asal aktanim gdolah masachin ba. Rabbi Elazar mer imeinam mekabel tumah masachin ba. We have a brayta that says a big one can be used, and Rabbi Elazar says only if it's not mekabel tumah, because it was set aside for schach. Amar Papa, so Papa comes along to reformulate it. A small one, the default is l'shchiva. And this reads much better in the Mishnah. Ki pligi b'gdola, they disagree about a gdola. Tanakama sarastam gdola l'sichuch. The default of a gdola is for schach. Rabbi Elazar savar, stam gdola nami l'shchiva. Rabbi Elazar is machmir and says, the default of a big one is also for lying down. Umayasa l'shchiva de kamar. Why did he say, if you made it for lying down? The default is the shchiva, unless you stated I'm doing this for a roof. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Machzalot shel shifa v'shel gemi. These are different kinds of grasses and reeds. If you have a mat made out of them, gdola mesachin ba, ktana in mesachin ba. Only if it's big can you use, not a small one. Shel kanim v'shel chilat, other kinds of sticks, gdola mesachin ba, aruga in mesachin ba. If it's big and just stuck together, you can use it as schach. If it's woven, you can't use it. You could use either one. Rabbi Dosa said the same as Rabbi Yossi. That's valid. Lekula. Tana tam, we have a Mishnah. Kol achutzlot metamin tmeimet. Rabbi Dosa says all chutzlot, we'll see what these are vulnerable to tumat meit. Midras. So tumat midras. Midras in tmeimet lo. Only midras and not tmeimet. Are they disagreeing and saying it's not mekabel tumat meit? Vanan, we have a Mishnah called Tameh Tumat Midras, Tameh Tumat. Any material that's vulnerable to Tumat Midras is vulnerable to Tumat Mate. So, Ema Af Midras, Chacham or Machmer, and say, not only Tumat Mate, but also Midras. Okay, fine. My Chutzlot, what are Chutzlot? Avidim Ibrahim Dure, Miruzable. So, my Miruzable, what are those? Amr Biaba, Mizable. Alright, which now gives us a little bit more information. Because as Rashi points out, mezable is a sack, a leather, like a wine sack that the animal, that the shepherds use to bring out food to the animals out in the field. All right, so that's what these are. That's one approach. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Omer Machzalot Mamash. You know what Machzalot are? They're Machzalot, meaning mats. Hashoshokish Tatameh. He's following his own reason. Hashoshokish Harini Kaparat Rabbi Chiyo Banav. I am the Kaparat for the death of Rabbi Chiyo and his sons. His sons, Chizkiya and Yehuda. Shavit Chilak, Shishtakhat Torah Mi'Israel. What happened originally? Way back when the Torah was forgotten. Allah Ezra Bavel V'Yistah. Ezra came from Bavel, made Aliyah. In the middle of 5th century BCE, and reestablished it. Chazrav Nishtakha, then by the 1st century BCE, it was forgotten again. Allah Hillel Abavli Vista. There's always people coming from Avel to restore the Torah. Chazrav Nishtakha, after that was forgotten, other Rabbi Chiyo Vanavi Istua came to be students of Rebbe. And that's in the 3rd century CE. And they reestablished it. Chayna Rabbi Chiyo Vanav, Lenachlaku Rabbi Dosa Chacham Machzalot Shel Usha. He came and clarified And now we're forgetting this, so I'm trying to revive it and make sure that his work was not in vain. Rabbi Dos and Chacham did not disagree about the machzalot used in the town of Usha, shein tmeot, because those are used for lying down. Vishal Tiberia, shein torot, the ones in Tiberia are tahor, because they're used for other things, for not for kelim. Alma nechleku, what they disagree about? Alshar mekomot. Marsav came in the lake of the Yativalayu, since generally people don't sit on them. Kedit Tiberia damyan. Right, they're like Tiberia, and therefore they're Tahor. Umar Savar came in the Mikra, that's Rabbi Dosa. Umar Savar came in the Mikra, Viatvi Elayu, sometimes occasionally people will sit on them, Kedusha, I mean, they're like the ones in Usha that everybody sits on. Okay, Amar, Kola Chutzot, Matamit, my mate, Rabbi Dosa, Matanya, Mechen, Rabbi Dosa, Merki Dvarav. Our Rabbi Dosa said like Rabbi Yossi. So, Lokasha, Hadi, Legadanfa, the late Legadanfa. If it has, a rim on the outside, then it's Matame, but if not, not. Right, and those ones don't have a rim around them. If you say, remember we had two different opinions about these chutzlot. Are they kind of like sacks, or are they mats? If you say they're sacks, I understand why you'd make them out of the thick stuff. Chazul l'chinta de peri. They're for fat fruit that, you can have a basket with big holes. Shel sak v'shel sfira. These are wovens. Chazul l'gulki v'tzani. For small baskets. Manamach salot mamash. But if you said, k'shem l'akish, that these are mats, shel sak v'shel sfira. I understand mats made out of sackcloth. Chazul l'parsi v'nafata. They're used for covering things up. The answer is chazul and ziata. They could be used as covers over mead, where you're going to strain it out. The other version is the opposite, that Rabbi Shimon Lakish comes out easy. As we said before.
Why would you want a basket out of stuff with such thick holes? The answer is chazul l'chinta de peri, fruit that's big and therefore can be in a basket like that.
Tanur Chananya, Sharati la Golat. This is Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya's nephew. When I went down to the Golat, Matzati, a very famous story about this in Brachot at the end, but Matzati Zaken, about his going down, Matzati Zaken Echad, v'amarli, misachin bevudya. You're allowed to use budya for schach. And what budya is, it's simply another kind of a mat. Shabbati Eitzel Rabbi Yeshua Achi Abba, when I came to my uncle Rabbi Yeshua Hodal Edvarav, he said he's right. Rav Chista Vuhuda Leit Legadanfa, that's as long as it doesn't have that hem around the side, which then makes around the circumference, which then makes it a kli. Ruula Hani Budita Dvei Mechoze Ilmali Kir Shalahen Mesachin Bahu. The mats Bnei Mechuzah, that if it weren't for the fact that they had this rim around the side, you could use it for schach. Tamiach mesachin vudya v'mishtan kir ein mesachin bayan. We have a bright that supports the same idea, that if they have this hem around the side, then you can't use it because then it's really a kli and mekabel tuma and cannot be used for schach. Hadran alach sukkah. The next podcast we will begin the second parak, Hashen tachan v'mitah, and that parak is going to essentially present to us the parameters of the mitzvah of yeshivat sukkah. Now that we've established the proper dimensions, materials, and all of the necessary appurtenances really related to a sukkah and preparations of a tasevel and a sui, etc. Now we'll see how to fulfill the mitzvah of yeshivat sukkah in the next podcast. Meantime, we should have a wonderful day.